Live from Dominican University in beautiful San Rafael, California, we take you inside the Conlin Center for tonight's women's volleyball matchup. And now, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart.
Oh. All right, I am so excited to be here, fans. A non-conference affair, but an exciting night nonetheless. Stuart Horn, Brian Sanchez, your DU broadcasters for tonight's match against the Warriors from William Jessup University. Of course, Leah Rose is alongside one of the very few female sports broadcasters that we've ever been lucky enough to have, and she's sitting alongside, and you will hear from her later in tonight's broadcast. Until then, Brian and I, Brian Sanchez, my trusty sidekick, the junior broadcasting sensation, is alongside. The starters for tonight's Penguins, who are 3-6 overall, and of course, again, tonight, a non-conference affair, but a good opportunity to get tuned up and continue this mid-season form that Gail Stammer's ladies are in. She'll be starting number one is Sari Kwan, the libero player, a 5'2" freshman out of Honolulu. Hannah Stocking, a 5'10 junior from Ashland, Oregon, is an outside hitter. Also out there with Jessica Jones, a 5'10 junior out of Sacramento. Kelsey Lardner, the veteran, at 5'7", a junior out of Auburn, California, about 50 miles northeast of Sacramento. Skylar Moon, the 6-foot senior out of Cambria, and she's out there with Samantha Raines, a 6-foot sophomore from Placerville, and Ashley Sand, at the 6-foot senior from Ronert Park. For William Jessup, who are currently 2-15, they play out of the NAIA, so they have an entirely different schedule, which is obvious by the number of games they have played, this being their 18th match, whereas the Penguins have only played 9 so far. Their head coach is Terry Stafford in his 5th season. Number one is Molly Collins, a 5'5" junior, and she is out of Elk Grove. Hannah Baldwin is a 5'10" senior out of Colfax. Sarah Hickenbottom, a 6'3" sophomore out of Shingle Springs, and Haley Belmer, also from Shingle Springs, a 5'11" freshman. Samantha Schmidt, a 6-foot junior out of Gilbert, California. That's Brian Sanchez's hometown. Ariana Brusa, a 5'6" freshman out of Lodi. And Noelle Mueller, a 5'11" freshman from Moore Park, California, down south. We're ready for tonight's national anthem. For those of you at home, please rise. Well, here we go, Brian. This is really the end of any preseason, though the Penguins do have a couple of conference matches under their belt. Tonight is the really marks the end of any preseason anything, as it is the last non-conference affair. And the Jessups, the William Jessup Warriors, affectionately referred to as the Jessups tonight, are in the house, and they're defending the northern end of the court here at the Conlin Center. As I welcome in my trusty sidekick, Brian Sanchez, I'm also happy to report that Chili the Penguin is in the house, babe.
Yeah, it's great news. It's a great night here at the Conlin Center. Such a different feel from volleyball last year. Already having 3 wins and 2 of them in conference. This is a team that is not here to lose, and it may be an exhibition game, but they are really in midseason form right now.
Yeah, and the best start since Gail Stammer has joined the squad. Now in her 3rd season, joined the squad, I should say. She's at the helm of the squad, of course. Stammer, a fine volleyball player, in fact, played professional ball. So, and of course, she's assisted by Laurel Grand, one of the great Penguin volleyball players in history. Grand, a 4-year player here in the Conlin Center. Graduated about 3 years ago. And they are assisted by Laura Boyd, who I just met tonight, the assistant coach, and a very nice young lady, about 6 feet tall. And I was watching her warm up with the team. She has a devastating outside hitter's swing. So, side out, it looks like it's going to be the Penguins and Lardner to get things started. Lardner, 5'7", junior out of Auburn. Sets up to the right side, 15 feet beyond the end line. Here we go. First point of game one. A perfect top-spinning, blistering serve set at the feet of Sari Kwan. And it's registered as an ace as it just short hopped off the floor. 1-0 Penguins. Every time the ball touches the floor, a point is scored in rally scoring. Another great serve by Lardner into the back left corner. And Noel Mueller is unable to handle it. I said it was Quan, but in fact it was Collins on that last point. Here's the next serve by Lardner into the net. And Brian Sanchez with a nice play, a right-handed move, saving that ball from smashing in to the radio gear. As so far, it looks like Lardner is having her way. A 3-0 score, although the scoreboard has registered it under, there we go, it was under fouls. Well, that's not right. This isn't a basketball game. 3-0 Penguins. Here comes Lardner. Here we are in game number one.
My goodness.
Right at the feet of Collins again, diving forward a little bit to her right. She couldn't handle it. It is with pinpoint accuracy that Lardner's laying him in there for zip.
Yeah, welcome to the Kelsey Lardner show.
No kidding. Her arm's got to be getting sore. Into the net, almost dug out. And the first kill attempt from the outside on the right by Haley Belmer, a 5'11 freshman out of Shingle Springs, is a great shot, a blistering kill from the front row. 4-1, and the first opportunity for William Jessup to serve it up. Noel Mueller, the 5'11 freshman out of Moore Park, into the net, Brian, and that's not a good sign for the Jessups. 5-1.
No, and they were having problems with the serve of Lardner, so here comes a fastball from Stocking.
Hannah Stocking, who has really raised her game after being injured almost all of last year with a bad ankle, serves up an ace to get things started. Again into the back row, and the Penguins are really zeroing in on Molly Collins. Collins in position. Here comes Hannah. Again to Collins. Can't handle it. Off of her right wrist and kind of shanked it out of bounds. 7-1, game one.
It's an incredible display of service aces going on here at the Collins Center.
Yeah, you're right. It's not so much Collins as it is just great serving so far. This one's off the top of the tape. And JJ, Jennifer Jones, is able to work it across pretty simply without too much trouble. Jessica Jones, pardon me, the veteran Jones, calling her Jennifer. Well, we're a little rusty too here in the broadcast booth. 7-2 as Jessup pulls off a nice one as the Penguins couldn't get one to fall. It was a little bit deep. So here we go. Molly Collins now will serve it up for William Jessup, the Warriors. And that's a great serve into the net. The Penguins somehow dig it out. Lardner with a save. Back right corner and a little bit deep, Brian, by Skylar Moon, the six-footer out of Cambria.
There's a little too much air under that one.
7-3. Moon just couldn't get it to fall. Another serve out of Collins is registered as an ace as Sari Kwan moved to her right. She got tied up with somebody else in the back row, and both ladies ended up falling into one another way out of bounds. 7-4, and William Jessup is really coming back in a big way. Here's Collins. Just barely over, and another ace at the feet of Kwan, Brian, 7-5.
I'll tell you what, Stu, we went entire matches last semester without seeing this many aces.
Yeah, you're right. Out of the 12 points played so far, about 8 of them have been aces in one form or another. To Jones. Lardner back to Jones. Smashes it into the front row. The outstretched arms of Haley Belmer thrown up for the block. And it falls on Jessup's side, but just barely after rolling on the top of the tape, 8-5. Here comes Kwan, the 5'2 freshman out of Honolulu. Jones with a block in the front row, but it's tipped back across by Samantha Schmidt, the six-footer. 8-6, and the Warriors, after a bumpy beginning, have really come back in a huge way. Schmidt looks over to the coach, gets the sign as to where he wants to see the serve land. Sand comes in now with a soft dink shot and had the Jessups off balance 9-6. Here's Raines, Samantha Raines, in her, let's see, this is her second year with Coach Stammer. And into the net off of the arms of Belmer, 10-6, game to 25. Game one here on radio.dominican.edu. Horn Sanchez, here's Raines. The right-hander Raines goes back right corner, bumped up by Mueller, into the front row, mistimed, miscommunication. Hannah Baldwin jumped, but the ball was way over the top of her head. She couldn't handle it. It's a 5-point advantage, DU 11-6. Aaliyah Rose is coming up in game two to help out with color, and then again in game three with Brian Sanchez. So pretty good stuff ahead of us tonight. The female sports broadcasting sensation, I'm happy to report. Always happy to get a young lady with us here at Press Row. 12-6 as the DUs dump another one across very softly. Not a lot of traditional kill shots, Brian, so far. You know, hard hitting outside cross court, not much of that. And just as I say it, the attempt by Hannah Baldwin from the front right corner was exactly that, but a little bit wide left. Samantha Raines backs up across the end line to serve at 13-6. Timeout has been called by William Jessa. Brian and I will be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball right here from the Conlon Center, Dominican University of California, radio.dominican.edu.
.edu.
All right, fans, the end of the timeout has come, and here we go with Raines. A little right of center beyond the end line. A bump and a set by William Jessup. A nice block by Jessica Jones. Set up over to the left side. Schmidt unleashes the fury, but the Penguins are there with a great block. Here's Jones with a soft dink into the front row. Over the front row of blockers. Just over the outstretched arms of Samantha Schmidt. It falls 14-6.
Impressive touch from Jones there, who's known for the heater that she can deliver.
The 6-foot sophomore out of Placerville. Samantha Raines lets it fly into the back row. The quick set kind of threw the Penguins off a little bit by Ariana Brusa, but the DUs did pick it up in plenty of time. Through the front row, now it's set over to Jones. Oh, Jones with the first bullet from the front left corner. Oh, a shotgun blast, and Jessica Jones, the 5'10 junior out of Sacto, scores the point for the Penguins, 15-6. Speaking of 15, here's number 15, Samantha Raines, back row again, Collins with a bump. Now the set into the back row, and it was actually knocked up by Kwan, but the DUs couldn't handle it. Kwan diving to her left, got a hand on it, but after that, it was sort of spinning out of control. 15-7, Jessup's hanging tough. Hannah Baldwin, the 5'10 senior out of Colfax, runs up on it. Ooh, and lays it right in there to Sari Kwan, and I'm sorry, but it left the house as it went right out of the doors. Kwan couldn't do anything with it at all. 15-8. That was the best serve we've seen all night, and courtesy of Hannah Baldwin. She runs up again, two steps, back left corner, ace. Brian Baldwin with two masterful top-spinning bullets in a row, 15-9. And she may be a real hidden gem. Here's another one, deep. I didn't mean to jinx her, but she, those first two serves out of Baldwin, Brian, were really impressive, to say the least.
Yeah, so a nice job by Kwan to let the ball go. Went to bump it, lift the hands up. If you have to do that in the back row, just let it fly out of bounds.
And it's going so quickly. It's just a split-second decision as Katie Batch comes in. Batchelder in her second year with Stammer. Brings across a nice one. Kwan with a bump. Now the set over to Hannah Stocking. She gets it up pretty nicely into the front row, right through the block of Ashley Sand, the 6-foot senior out of Rohnert Park. Sand got a hand on it, but had jumped just a tiny bit too early, just a touch, and thus she was on her way back down. The ball landed in fair territory, as we say, 16-10. Penguins on top. Sorry, Kwan, back row, bumps it up, but a poor leave intended for Stocking. 16-11, another serve by Samantha Schmidt, who's got her upper left thigh all taped up. And another nice serve to Kwan. They're zeroing in on the libero players, both teams. The bump, now the set into the back row, and the only one back there is Kwan, diving to a right. The Penguins had all collapsed toward the front row as Gail Stammer comes up on her feet, covers her face, I guess so that the TV cameras can't pick up what she's saying. And says something to the team as far as positioning. 16-12, and here's the next serve by Schmidt. A one-handed save and a nice diving save, as it was by Baldwin. Now Kwan with a bump. Now the set over to Stocking. Back row, saved by Jessa, pretty nice play. Mueller lets one fly off the front row. Tipped over, oh, a back no-look tip by Kelsey Lardner. And Brian, she just sensed the open front corner in the on the left side and let it go, and her guess was right, 17-12.
It's a great play by Lardner, who's having a heck of a first set.
Penguins now with a side out. Valerie Larson, the 5'4 freshman, out of Richmond. She came out of Salesian High into the back row, and the point for the Penguins as the Jessups couldn't handle it, 18-12. Is that right? The next serve by Larson at the feet of Belmer. She couldn't handle it, 19-12. Coach Stafford up, walks out, says something to the team. Now they're back in place. A dink. Oh, boy, what a great dink by Mueller. She came flying in like she was going to unleash the fury, Brian, and it was sort of a change-up right at the last instant. She just dinked it over the front row, 19-13. Served by Ariana Brusa, the 5'6 freshman. Into the back row, it's a good one. They set it over to Stocking. And the killer is successful as Rebecca Shira tried to block it, the 5'9 freshman out of Phoenix. Shira couldn't get anything on it. Brian, wouldn't you say Shira looks a lot bigger than 5'9?
Yeah, I'd have to say so. She's up there.
Hickenbottom tried to block it. Hickenbottom lets it fly into the front row. Saved by Stocking somehow. Helped across by Lardner. Now bumped way up there by Baldwin. Now the set, Stocking, just sort of a flat-handed push across. And the kill is set up again by Belmer. So this combo of Haley Belmer and Sarah Hickenbottom is tough. And in fact, Hickenbottom is listed at 6'3". Both ladies out of Shingle Springs. Timeout call by the Penguins, 20-14 in game number one. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
Listening to women's volleyball on radio.dominican.edu.
Set number one, 20-14. Noelle Mueller for the Warriors to serve it up. Runs up on the end line. A beauty to Katie Batch. Back set up for Stocking. Soft set across. A back set is laid in there in the middle row on the left side, right on the line. And a great kill by Mueller. 2015, Warriors hanging very tough. Warriors out of Sacramento. 5-point advantage for the DUs. Long serve, Kwan has to make a decision. She leaves it in the net. And I don't know if it was going to be long or not, and I think Kwan did the right thing by backing up on it. It was a poor leave, but she had to hit it. Even though I think a lot of players would have let it go, but I think it would have fallen in, 20-16. Again, Mueller. Just a little bit right of the end line. Again to the back row. This one's taken by Stocking. Left side Reigns. Pounds it across. That's a killer. 21-17 as Jessica Jones comes in. Rotates in place of Katie Batch. By the way, fans, this broadcast brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Brad Van Alstyn, Stuart Horn, and Brian Sanchez. With you tonight, along with Leah Rose. A great save by the DU's. Reigns goes after it. And unfortunately, diving for it was all she could do, but not saving it. 21-17, another point for the Warriors. Game one has the service by Molly Collins, the 5'5 junior. Kwan can't handle it again. Boy, Brian, it's almost as if Kwan's also got to be building the pressure, as she knows it's coming at her every time now. Here's Collins. Again to Kwan, but Jones jumps in her way. Left side, Reigns, slams it across, but it's a great save by Jessup's Ariana Brusa. Left side, Jones. Dink into the middle row. Saved again by Brusa. Forward set. Left side, Baldwin knocks it up. Blocked by Reigns. Helped across Jones to Kwan. Front row back set. Again to Reigns. Middle. Saved. Bumped into the back row. Kwan again with a bump. Here's Lardner with a save. with a set, I should say, hammered across by Moon, but blocked by the front row of the Jessups. 21-19, a two-point game after the 7-1 start.
It's impressive stuff by Baldwin and Schmidt to smack that moonshot down.
Collins now with a jumper. Taquan backing up on it. Forward set to Jones. Down the line wide. 1 point game. Timeout is called by the Penguins, and I think it's a good time. Jessup's got all the momentum going. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball, Penguin style, Dominican University of California.
You're listening to Women's Volleyball on world-famous Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu.
21-20, fans. Penguins up by only one now. And William Jessup really coming on strong. 21-20 in set number one. Here's Molly Collins. She runs up from the center line. Jumping in the way again of Kwan is Stocking, who sets it up to the front left to Jessica Jones, who really hammers one across, a blistering kill, 22-20. And Kwan, the 5'2 freshman, serves one deep. So Kwan is having her troubles tonight, Brian. I don't know if she just needs to loosen up and relax a little bit. Sometimes players start to take the pressure and it builds on them. Kwan has the serve right at her range, back row, diving for it and into the bench from Molly Collins, who had to stretch out to her left. And in the attempt to save it, Noelle Mueller did a stage dive into the bench. She's okay though, 23-22. 25 is what the teams are playing toward. Reigns, back row, Mueller with a bump. Here's the set, right side to Baldwin. Deep. 24-21, game point. Leah Rose and Brian Sanchez in game two. And if the Penguins can get one more point here, we'll be there in game two pretty soon. Here's the serve into the back row. Kwan bumped it up, but it was going to be very deep. So the Penguins are going to have to do it again. They're going to have to earn two this time. Here's the jump. Now the set. Tip back across into the coach's hands. Set one goes the way of the Penguins. 25-21. And I got to say, Brian, pretty impressed by the Warriors to come screaming back after that funky beginning.
And it just came down to too much Lardner and too much Jones in the end as the Warriors made their comeback, but those two put the Penguins on their back and led them to victory in set one.
You know, 7-1 to get going. And I thought, well, The serving in those first 13 points of the game, as we mentioned, out of the first 12, eight of them were aces for both sides. So they were both zeroing in on the libero players, neither of which seemed to be able to handle it. But then they got their act together. Both young ladies were able to bring it together a little bit later in the game. But it was, the damage had been done, it seemed, at 7-1. Had they not gotten off to that kind of a beginning, a 7-1 start for the Penguins, well, the score may have been very different because it was 23-21 there for a second. And it could have been anybody's game. In fact, it was a one-point game at 21-20 for a moment, but Gail Stammer and the ladies hung in there. And for the home team and the fans of the Penguins, let's hope they can hang in there again. We will have set number two coming up in about a minute and a half. You're listening to NC2A Volleyball, Penguin style, from the Conlin Center here at Dominican University of California. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
are listening to the home of DU Athletics, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Back here live from the Conlin Centers, we're getting ready for set two. The Penguins won set one and are leading this match 1-0 as I welcome in Leah Rose. Leah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, Brian?
Fantastic. And as long as the Lady Penguins are playing like this, I'm going to be in a good mood for a long time. Out on the court right now for the Penguins, Skylar Moon, Samantha Raines, Hannah Stocking, Kelsey Lartner, Katie Batchelder, and Jessica Jones. As it's going to be Jessup Service here as Brusa, the freshman, starts off set two. Batchelder bump, Lardner set. Here comes a big hit from Raines off the hands of Brusa for point number one as Raines gets the Penguins off to a hot start.
Beautiful, beautiful.
It's 1-0 Penguins here as Hannah Stocking is going to go back to the line, and here's her service into the middle to the libero Collins, who sets it up. Spiked over, dug by Stocking, set up for Jones, and it's slammed back down in the face of Jones by Belmer and Hickenbottom to knot things up at one. Nice play, William Jessup. It's going to be Noel Mueller, the freshman from Moore Park, California, to serve for the Warriors. Here it is, Batchelder to Lardner, to Raines with the shot, blocked, saved by Lardner, swung on by Jones into the middle, Brusa tips it up. Here comes the swing from Baldwin, saved by Stocking, over to Jones, who sets it over. Baldwin to Hickenbottom, back to Baldwin, slammed into the net. And it's Point Penguins who go up 2-1 here in set two.
Beautiful transitions from the ladies out here. They're looking great.
It's absolutely right, as Skylar Moon checks out, Ashley Sand checks in. Service from Batchelder into the middle to Collins, to Brusa, to Hickenbottom, stuffed home, no. Off the hands of Sand and out of bounds. Point Warriors 2-2. It's going to be Collins back to serve now. We're all knotted up at two here in set number two. Over to Batchelder, who bumps it to Lardner, sets up Sand for the drop shot. Serve back over. Here comes Raines with the smash into the middle off the hands of Collins, over towards the Warriors bench, and making a fall into the Warriors bench and taking out a chair, but luckily okay is Haley Belmer, as the point goes to the Penguins by way of Sam Raines.
Sam Raines had two kills in the first set, so she's looking great.
Raines in her second year as a Penguin, the sophomore. Back to serve now, up 3-2. It's over. And here comes the return from Hickenbottom. Lardner has it, sets up Jones, back over, saved by the Warriors. The setup by Brusa, and she went over the net to get it, so Point Penguins 4-2. Sam Raines is going to go back to the line. And she's going to look to continue this hot streak she has going here. Service over. And the return is missed by Baldwin. So an ace for Raines, and it's 5-2 Penguins.
Perfect serve.
Raines looking to keep it going, up 5-2. Puts one over. Collins bumps it up. Brusa. And then the third hit is not put over by Belmer. She tried to go across the net, didn't get it over. 6-2 Penguins here in set two. Just a reminder, folks, tomorrow, Dominican soccer right here on radio.dominican.edu at 2 o'clock as Raines serves it over, slammed back by Hickenbottom. Jones has to set it over on touch number three. Brusa goes to set and goes across the net with a little bit of trickeration there. 6-3 now. Penguins still lead.
Raines was so close.
It's going to be Belmer with the serve now as she gets it across, and Sam Raines comes in to bump it, but bumps it out of bounds, 6-4 now, and the Warriors are right back in this thing. Belmer with another service to Batch, who bumps it up. Lardner, Jones with the smash off the hands of Hickenbottom and down for a Penguins point. Jones with the smash, 7-4 Penguins.
Jones, this is her, what, fifth kill? Fifth kill?
Yeah, Jones putting on a clinic here. She's back to serve now, puts it across. bumped up by Mueller. Here comes a smash from Baldwin. Jones is able to dig it to Lardner. Back to Stocking with the bullet. Saved by Collins. And there goes up for the Warriors. Schmidt with a two-touch. And that'll be a point for the Penguins, 8-4. Jones back to serve again. It's across to Collins, who bumps it up. Brusa, the set. The smash by Schmidt. Saved is Lardner with another one of those one-handed back sets. This one saved. Put back over. Dive by Reigns. Can't save it. Into the net. Point Warriors, 8-5. Penguins still lead. Jessup serve. We're in set two here. Dominican won the first set as Baldwin serves one long. So Penguins get the point and the service right back, 9-5, as it's going to be Larson checking in, Sand checking out, and Batchelder out with Moon in. And the aforementioned Larson is back to serve. Here it comes, Collins to Brusa. Sets it up for Schmidt, but she is stuffed by Skylar Moon in the middle. 10-5 Penguins.
Skylar Moon with her first kill.
It's nice to see Skylar Moon get in on the action. As Larson's back to serve. Gets it across. Collins the libero to Brusa. Sets up the big hit from Noelle Mueller, who smashes it home for a point. 10-6 Penguins as Larson now checks out. Sand in, and then Sand out. Batchelder in. 10-6 with Schmidt back to serve here for the Warriors, who trail 10-6 in set number two. Service over to Stocking, who gets it to Lardner. Back to Stocking for the smash off the arms of Belmer for a Penguins point, 11-6, and Stocking has the arm loosened up and ripping now.
That was a great hit by Stocking. Looked really good, really good.
She can hit him as hard as anybody as Lardner with the serve. Gets it down, dug out by the Warriors. Hit over by Hickenbottom. Saved by Jones to Lardner to Stocking. Off the hands of the Warriors for another Penguins point. Stocking is on fire.
Stocking with two kills already in the second set. She is looking great.
12-6, Penguins lead here in set two after winning set one. Lardner gets it over. Collins sets up Hickenbottom, who smashes it into the hands of Sam Reigns, who says, not today. 13-6 Penguins, still Lardner service. And here it comes from Lardner. As it's over, Collins the libero, bumps it to Brewster, who sets it all the way across to Hickenbottom, who rifles one off the hands of Jessica Jones for a Warriors point. 13-7, Warriors service.
These ladies, they're hitting. They're hitting hard out here.
There's certainly no lack of velocity here in the Conlin Center as Batchelder sets the serve to Lardner, who sets up Stocking for a kill. Lardner to Stocking again, 14-7 Penguins.
Stocking is definitely on a roll.
Stocking has the fastball going as she's going to take it back to the line for the serve. It's over. Baldwin bumps it to Brusa. Sets it up for Mueller, who gets slammed home. Moon and Reigns in on the block. 15-7 Penguins.
Beautiful teamwork. Good job, Lady Penguins.
Stammer out talking to her front line as Stocking serves. And there's a little miscommunication between Baldwin and Collins, and it goes off both of their hands and out of bounds for an ace for Stocking. 16-7 as Stocking is taking over this second set. Laura Price will check in for Skylar Moon. First we're seeing of the freshman Price out of Oxnard, California, as the Penguins are trying to run away with set number two. Stocking gets it over. Collins, Brusa, and Baldwin went up for it at the same time as Belmer, and both of them watched it hit the floor. Point Penguins. Stocking on a roll, 17-7.
Yes, a lot of miscommunication by Jessup.
Another service from Stocking now as it's off the arms of Baldwin, and it's set up for Belmer. Lardner now sets up Jones for the smash off the hands of Collins and all the way to the back wall at the Conlin Center, 18-7. And the Penguins are really starting to take over here. The Warriors are going to take a timeout, but it might be too late. We'll be back with the rest of set number two right here on radio.dominican.edu. The Lady Penguins won set one. Get ready for the rest of set number two. 18-7 Penguins. Welcome back to the action on radio.dominican.edu. 18-7, Penguins lead here in set two. Just a reminder, 2 o'clock tomorrow, men's soccer right here on radio.dominican.edu. As Stocking is still serving, she's been on fire. The buzzer rings. We're just waiting for William Jessup to get back on the court. As this set has been all Stocking.
Stocking has been looking great this match. It's been great.
Here's the service, up 18-7. Collins, the libero, sets it up. Slam down. Stocking saves it to Bain, who checked in, to Reigns, and that one's out. If it was off the line, it couldn't have missed by much. 18-8 now. Penguins still lead.
So close by Baines. It's so close. Off by probably centimeters.
First we've seen of Sarah Bain, who checked in after the timeout. Also the first we've seen of Laura Price, who's in now. Service bumped up by Katie Batch to Stocking. Jones is just going to set it over. She had no play. The smash by Hickenbottom off the hands of Price, the freshman. Another smash from Baldwin. Stocking goes down for the dig, but she can't quite get a hand on it. 18-9, Penguins still with a comfortable lead.
Stockings tried for that dig. She really did. She has 4 digs already. Hopefully she can get some more.
William Jessup, service here, coming from Noelle Mueller. Across, Batchelder bumps it up. Sarah Bain's going to set up Samantha Reigns with the drop shot, and Hickenbottom hits it twice. Point to the Penguins as they get their double-digit lead back, 19-9.
Yes, William Jessup is really kind of collapsing mentally out there. And the Penguins are benefiting, so it's looking great.
Laura Price out, Ashley Sand in as Katie Batch is back to serve. It's over. Collins to Brusa to Hickenbottom. Smashed right past Sarah Bain and catches the line on the far side of the court. 19-10, Penguins still lead.
That was a powerful hit, Ryan. Very powerful.
Hickenbottom can bring it when she gets her back into it. Collins libero serves to Batchelder, who sets up Reigns for the smash. Nice save by the Warriors. Just set over as Stocking gets it to Bain, who sets up Jessica Jones off the hands of Collins and up. Playable. Smash from Baldwin into the net. Sand and Reigns were there. Didn't need to be. Didn't get over the net. 20-10. Penguins lead. Reigns back to serve.
The Lady Penguins are looking great. Stocking is having a good set. Also Jones.
Here's the service from Reigns. It's a drop shot as the return is out of bounds off the hands of the libero, Collins. So Samantha Reigns with another ace. 21-10, Dominican in control.
Reigns has a total of 5 aces right now. This lady is doing her thing.
See if she can get another one here as it's hit over. Collins sets it for Brusa. Here comes the smash, and it's looking for the line and finds it off the hands of Haley Belmer. 21-11, Penguins still comfortably in control. But the Warriors are a feisty group. It's going to be Belmer back to serve. Stocking to Bain to Jones. Smash out of bounds.
The hit looked really good. It looked really good. It was just a little too far out.
21-12 now. Warriors still trail by 9. Belmer's serve. Stocking goes down to get it, and it's off for her hands. And she pats the chest, says, my bad. 21-13, and the Warriors are trying to work their way back in this.
They are. They really are. This is a close one, ladies and gentlemen.
Belmer service. Batchelder bumps it, but over the net. So here comes the swing from Baldwin. Jones able to save it. Bain sets up Reigns for the smash. And it catches the inside part of the back line. 22-13. Penguins looking to close it out.
I mean, she hit that ball so perfect. It looked great. Right in bounds.
It's going to be Jessica Jones to serve for the Lady Penguins, who look to win set number two. Here's Collins, Brusa, Baldwin off the hands of Hannah Stocking and out of bounds. Impressive hit there by Baldwin, who's had a nice match, 22-14. Here comes Baldwin with the service. Reigns is able to bump it up to Bain, who sets up stalking off the hands of the wall and in play. So here comes a return hit from Mueller, as that one is saved, as Leah pointed out. Reigns to the ground for another one as it falls in between Reigns and Jones, who are both on the ground diving for that one. 22-15, but not for a lack of effort.
No, not for a lack of effort. That was a great save by Sand.
It's been two saves by Reigns in a row as Sari Kwan checks in for Jessica Jones. Kwan no longer the libero. Katie Batchelder is the libero as they switched uniforms at the break. And it's Baldwin back to serve for the Warriors. And her bullet is hit up by Batchelder, then Kwan, but out of bounds. No one could play it. 22-16, and the Warriors refuse to go away.
The Lady Penguins have to start communicating again. They have to get back on track mentally.
Baldwin back to serve. 6-point deficit for the Warriors as her bullet is off the net and falls on their side of the court. 23-16 as the error gives the ball back to the Penguins, 2 points away from closing it out.
Hopefully this will build a lot of momentum for the Lady Penguins so they can finish this match off right.
Larson and Price, the freshmen, check in. So three freshmen on the court right now for the Dominicans. Bain sets it to Reigns, over to Stocking, smashes it off the hands up into the rafters. That's a live ball. So it's going to be played by Mueller off the hands of Price. Point Warriors, 23-17, and that was an eventful one.
The Warriors are slowly creeping back into this match.
It's the first ceiling ball of the season as Larson and Sand check out. And as a matter of fact, there's going to be a timeout taken by Gail Stammer and Dominican. And we're going to stay here, Leah, because we have a nice set going on here. Dominican won the first set, leading by six here. But the Warriors do not want to go away. They've been fighting back all game long.
All game long. It's almost like, come on, ladies, let's get it together. Let's execute. I mean, Stocking started off great. Jones started off great. Stocking has a total of 4 kills, 3 kills in this set alone. Jones has 1 kill in this set, 4 in the first. So if Jones steps it up a little bit, I think, you know, we'll have some more action on the Dominican side.
That's absolutely right. Dominican knows they're more talented than this Jessup team, so they may be sitting back relying on their talent to win this game, and the Warriors just aren't going to make it that easy. Luckily, the Penguins are so talented that they can still be up by 6 points, which is a big difference from last year's team. Last year, if the Lady Penguins didn't come out 100%, they were probably down in the set looking to come back, much like the Warriors are. This year, they're so together and so talented that they can outclass other teams. That's why they have 3 wins already in the season, 2-0 in conference.
Worst to first.
That's absolutely right. As we're back to action here, as Kwan bumps it to Bain, who sets up Stocking for the smash. Point Penguins off the hands of Hickenbottom as Stocking lets the rifle loose again, 24-17, set point.
Stockings with her fourth kill in this set and fifth in total, so she's looking good. She's back at it.
Bain back to serve, looking for set point. It's a cross, and it's looking for the back line. Not going to find it, just a bit long. 24-18, still set point.
We have to capitalize on these serves and get them right. We have to get them right.
It's going to be Brusa, the freshman, serving. As Stocking bumps it up to Bain, who sets up Sam Reigns for the smash and the set point off the hands of Haley Belmer. As the Penguins put away set number two, 25-18, to go up 2-0. And my goodness, do they look impressive tonight.
Nice. Very nice. Reigns ended that with class and dignity with her fourth overall kill out of the two sets and second in the second set.
So Dominican is able to hang on and win set two, 25-18. Looking for another sweep. This is 8 sets in a row now that the Lady Penguins have won.
Wow.
Looking for set number 9 in a row when we get back. And we'll be back in 10 minutes with more women's volleyball action. Brian Sanchez, Leah Rose, Stuart Horn, right here on radio.dominican.edu.
Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Barbra Streisand. Yeah.
Welcome back to the action on radio.dominican.edu.
We're back here a minute away from set three. Lady Penguins leading 2-0 as they have looked like the better team, and the scoreboard would show that. Brian Sanchez here with Stuart Horn and Leah Rose. And Leah, I want to see what you think is going to happen here in set three.
Set three is going to be a big set for Larden, I believe. She already has 13 assists. I expect her to possibly at least get 7 more, and benefiting off those assists, Stockton, Reigns, and Kwan. So Stockton is leading. No, actually, Reigns is leading in kills, and Stockton is right behind it. Reigns has 7 kills, and Stockton has 6 already. And I expect Kwan to get a couple. So we'll see what happens.
We'll keep our eyes on Lardner. She's had a fantastic match to this point. Leah has her down for 20 assists. She's at 13, so it's certainly conceivable. As we're just about ready for action here in set number three, the Penguins looking to win their 9th consecutive set, as they are 3 wins in already on the season, 2-0 in conference. This, of course, an out-of-conference game, but a game nonetheless, and one that the Penguins want to win. You never want to lose.
Never. Never that. No, hopefully they just stay mentally focused in this set, and they'll be good. They'll be good.
As we're ready for action here, ball goes to the Penguins for the side out, and it's going to be Lardner starting things off here for the Penguins. And she had a great first set from the service line and a great second set from the center of the court. As we're underway here in set three, the service to Collins set up by Brusa, hit over and off the hands of Jones, who sets up Stocking for the rip, and Collins able to save it. Here comes another smash, and the Warriors aren't able to get a point as Reigns hits it back over. Here comes the hit from Belmer over to Schmidt, and the drop shot works perfectly as the Warriors fire the opening shot here, go up 1-0.
Larden was a tad bit short of a save, actually. I'm sorry.
Larden was right there on the court, as usual, as the service now from Mueller gets over, and then they call Baldwin for reaching over the net on her block, so the point goes the Penguins' way, and we're all knotted up at 1.
We'll take it. We will take it.
Lady Penguins are welcoming of all points as Stocking with the serve off the hands of Mueller, and the hit over by Baldwin isn't quite high enough off the net, and the Penguins get point number 2 early here in set 3.
The Penguins are looking good in set 3. They really are.
2-1 lead as Stocking serves it over, and it's hit back but saved by Lardner. Hit over by Reigns, and here comes the smash from Baldwin. Blocked by Reigns, and Reigns puts the Penguins up 3-1 as her great game continues here in the Conlin Center.
That'd be Reigns' 2nd block in total, so she's looking good. Hopefully she can get some more blocks.
Stocking with the serve again as Collins sets Brusa, who sets it over. And on the dive, Lardner saves it to Reigns, who just drops it in the backcourt where no one's there for the Warriors. 4-1 Penguins.
Perfect landing. Perfect landing and bounce. So close, so close.
Stocking back to serve again. Gets it over. Baldwin to Brusa. Back to Baldwin. Blocked by Reigns and out of bounds. So close, but Reigns stopped her dead in her tracks. 4-2 now. Penguins still lead.
That was a beautiful block by Reigns. I hope she probably won't try that again. Probably not.
Service from Collins. Batchelder bumps it to Lardner, who sets up Reigns with the hit. Saved by the Warriors. Here comes the smash from Belmer. It's more of a set, really, as Jones returns fire and finds the back line for a point. 5-2 Penguins.
That's 7. 7 kills by Jones. First in this set. She's looking great. I'm calling it. Let's see, Lady Penguins, let's do it.
Jones having a great game as Batchelder with the service gets it over. Collins to Brusa to Baldwin. Batchelder is able to set it for Jones with the drop shot off the hands of Brusa and back over. The Warriors able to save it. Here comes another Jones smash off the hands of Mueller, but saved as they're going to call a two-touch on the Warriors. Point Penguins, 6-2 lead here, early in set 3. Batchelder to serve again. Penguins leading by 4. This one's long and just a bit too long. I thought it had a chance there for a moment, but it's out of bounds. 6-3, Penguins lead.
No, it was really close, Brian. It might have been like 2 inches away from being in bounds.
Service, and Batchelder is able to get it. Set up Jones with the smash, but Collins with the dig. Quick set over by the Warriors is saved as Reigns is able to get it back over. Here comes the smash from Baldwin, and it's in. Right past the hands of Sam Reigns as Baldwin is able to fire up the fastball. 6-4, Penguins still up by 2.
That was a great save by Reigns earlier. That was a great save. She did a great job.
Batchelder bumps it up to Lardner, who sets up Reigns. Gets it blocked, but it's out of bound. Point Dominican, 7-4. It's going to be Reigns back to serve. The Lady Penguins looking to polish off the sweep here as Reigns gets it over. And the Warriors have a little trouble, but it's just knocked over by Mueller. Lardner sets up Jones now for the smash off the hands of Haley Belmer for a point. And Jones really put her back into that one, 8-4.
Jones with her second kill of the third set, 8 in total. Jones is doing the thing.
Sam Reigns with another serve. This one put up by Mueller. And the smash by Baldwin off the hands of Jones and in. As whenever Baldwin gets a free run at a ball, she's punishing it. 8-5, Penguins.
Yeah, Baldwin is looking really good. Great power hit.
It's going to be Baldwin back to serve, and she has shown some power on the serves before. It's another liner, but this one's long. So the Penguins get the point and the ball right back. 9-5, they lead.
The Lady Penguins can just stay mentally focused in this match. They can finish it and win.
It's going to be Jones back to serve. Jones, who's having a heck of a set so far, she's looking to finish off this match as the Penguins are leading 2-0. Looking for a sweep. They've won 8 sets in a row. As their last 2 games they've played have been 2 3-set sweeps in conference.
The Lady Penguins are putting in work. I'm glad to see the Dominican pride support from the students and everybody in the stands right now. They're looking great.
Here comes a service from Jones as it's knocked up, and here comes a smash from Murphy. Out of bounds, long. Point, Penguins, 10-5 they lead now.
Reigns also is, she's actually one kill short underneath stocking, so she can get a couple more kills, that'll be great.
The Jones service is set up for Mueller, who just knocks it over. Lardner sets sand with a chip shot, doesn't work. Here comes another hit from Mueller, and she just misses it. Took her eye off the ball there, smashes it into the net. 11-5, Penguins up by 6.
It looks like William Jeffs is almost done mentally. It looks like they're out of the game now.
As the Lady Penguins are wearing them down, up 11-5 in set 3, up 2-0 in the match. Jones' serve is over. Here comes a hit from Baldwin. Batchelder able to bump it up. Lardner sets it for Reigns for a smash, and Collins is able to save that one. Brusa goes for the quick set, doesn't work. Stocking with the smash off the hands of Murphy and out. Point Penguins, 12-5, as they're starting to pull away here in set 3.
Yes, that was Stocking's first kill and 6 total.
It's going to be Jones serving up 12-5. Collins is able to bump it to Brusa, who sets up Mueller, blocked by Lardner. Still Warriors ball. Murphy with the smash now, and this one is long again. So 2 long ones in a row for Murphy, 13-5. Penguins up by 8.
Great concentration on the Penguins' ends and a lack of concentration on Jessup's end.
Jones with a serve. Collins to Murphy as Collins just has to bump it over on the third hit. Reigns to Lardner, who sets up Stocking. The smash is saved. This one just gets back over the net as Batchelder bumps it up to Stocking, who tries to get it over, blocked by Murphy. And they're going to give the point to William Jessup. They're going to say that ball didn't quite get over the net. 13-6 now. Dominican still leading.
Was a tad bit short, but we do have Jones leading in kills with 8 in total and 2 for this set.
It's going to be Murphy, the senior out of Truckee, with the serve. Reigns bumps it up. Lardner set. Here comes a hit from Sand off the hands of Hickenbottom and in. 14-6, the Penguins stretch the lead back out to 8 as they'll make some substitutions. Larson and Moon in, Sand and Jones out.
That was a great hit by Sand. She looked really good. It was very powerful.
Larson with the serve. As the return is sloppy and Lardner goes up and just slams it home for a point. So Lardner is able to get back on the tally sheet here. 15-6, Penguins lead.
Lardner got the easy tip, the easy go.
Larson with the serve again. Collins with the bump, and it was a bad one. Brusa tried to save it but couldn't. Into the net, 16-6 as the Lady Penguins open up a double-digit lead here.
It looks like the Lady Penguins are pulling away with this one.
So Larson, the freshman with the service to Hickenbottom, as Reigns is able to save it. Set up Skylar Moon with the smash, but Collins with a nice dig. Kwan now with a nice dig of her own as Larson sets up Reigns, who just bumps it over. Here comes a shot from Hickenbottom, who got her back into that one, hit it back across court to make it 16-7, as it's going to be a timeout now for a substitution, as we'd like to welcome in all the listeners from the Warriors, all the William Jessup fans, as the Penguins are up 2-0 and up 16-7 here in this set. Kwan gets the serve to Lardner, to DeVries, who just checked in the game, as Mueller hits it back. Batchelder dig. Lardner sets up DeVries again off the hands of the wall for a point. 17-7, the lead back to double digits as Rachel DeVries checks in and immediately scores a point for the Lady Penguins.
Yes, that was her first kill of the game, so good job, Rachel DeVries.
It's going to be Lardner back to serve with a double-digit lead as she's unable to get it across. So Lardner, who's been so good with the serve, makes her first error, 17-8. It's going to be Mueller, the freshman, serving for Jessup into the net as one error gives way to another, 18-8, Penguins lead.
Hopefully errors can stop on the Penguins side. They're so close. They just have to keep their heads in the game.
Jessica Jones checks in for Sari Kwan. It's going to be DeVries with the serve as Collins is able to play it to set up Baldwin with the smash. Blocked by Moon, but out of bounds. So the point goes the way of the Warriors, 18-9.
Great block by Moon. Just there's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about that. Great effort.
Molly Collins, the junior out of Elk Grove, California, and the libero for Jessup, serves it into the net. So errors coming back to bite William Jessup here as they trail by 10, 19-9. Ashley Sand in, Skylar Moon out, Batchelder back to serve. We're in set three, which could be the decisive one if the Lady Penguins can win it. Batchelder's serve is narrowly played by Mueller as it sets up a Jones smash off the hands of the wall and out of bounds. Penguins point, 20-9, as they're in the 20s now looking for the kill.
That was a great block by Saunders, but a little too far out. Penguins benefited.
Batchelder's serve just scrapes over the top of the net as Reigns tried to play the set, but she reached over the net to do so. So 20-10, still a double-digit lead. Just 5 points away from another Penguins sweep.
Yes. Great effort, just a little too much, I guess, for that play.
Belmer's going to check in and go right back to serve as it's over to Reigns, who bumps it to Lardner, who sets up Jones for a smash. Just long, 20-11. The Warriors may look to start their pesky comeback now.
I felt that made it inbound, but it probably just because I wanted it to.
Service over. Batchelder bumps, sets up Reigns with the smash into the wall, and a double touch from Baldwin as Sam Reigns registers the kill. 21-11, Lady Penguins lead.
Reigns with 8 kills now, 1 in this set, the third set. Lady Penguins, keep your head in the match. Let's go.
Kelsey Lardner checks out as Rebecca Shira, the 5'9 freshman out of Phoenix, Arizona, checks in for her first action of the night as Sam Reigns is ready to serve. 4 points away here from a 3-set sweep for the Lady Penguins as the serve is set by Collins to Brusa to Baldwin and smashed back in the face of Baldwin by Ashley Sand. 22-11, Penguins looking to close it out.
Boy, are they looking good out here, Brian. They are playing some volleyball. These ladies are bringing it.
Sam Raines with the service. Collins digs it out. Brusa goes for the quick set over the net, and it works this time. She's tried it a couple times. The first time it's worked, 22-12, Penguins still lead.
Couple of Penguins diving for that. A little short, but it's okay.
Here comes the service from Baldwin, who has had some beauties earlier in this match. Gets it over. Stockings able to bump it up. Ashira sets up Jones for the smash. As that one was a heat seeker straight towards the floor, 23-12, Penguins lead.
Can you say 9 kills for Jones and 3 in this set? I think she wants to finish this.
Yeah, it's impressive stuff for Jones as DeVries checks back in. Stocking checks out. Service from Jones is returned, and Jones is able to get a handle on it. Shira sets up DeVries with the long smash off the hands of Baldwin, but Collins able to keep it in. Baldwin gets it back over. Batchelder bumps it to Shiro. Sets up Raines off the hands of Collins and in there for a point. 24-12. Here comes set point and match point for the Lady Penguins.
Hannah Baldwin from Jessup really showed effort in that play, but it was just a little too short.
Jessica Jones looking for match point. Gets it over. Collins sets it to Brusa, who sets up Mueller off the net and out. The Penguins sweep the William Jessup Warriors. 9 sets in a row for the Lady Penguins. 25-12 here in set 3. 3 sets to none. And the Lady Penguins are rolling.
The Lady Penguins looked excellent. Stockton with 6 kills. Jones with 8 kills. Larden with 2. Raines with 8. And Sand with 2. So Lady Penguins did their thing.
Impressive stuff here from the Lady Penguins as they finish off their last non-conference matchup in style, as they are already 2-0 in conference, but will certainly now be ready for more conference play. We're going to go to a break here, and Lee and I will be back with a little post-game analysis right here on radio.dominican.edu.